I left Iraq in the 70s, late 70s. So my personal experience was in the 63 when I was like a young boy. And my family hid me with my sisters and my aunts, some other house in the area. So the popular guard who was created in 63. And they came at 3 o'clock in the morning and they took over the whole area and they came to this house to search it. And I remember they put all my family in one room and they put a machine gun in my head. And they took me through the house looking for, I don't know, God knows what. So this is not going to go away. I was like a child with a machine gun in your head, you know, with those people shouting and, you know. I remember we had, in those time, we had a very large, big library, thousands and thousands of books. So I remember every time there was a change in the government, especially, you know, after, you know, 1958, and then in the neighborhood, we had everybody. You know, there's another Shia, the Kurds, everybody were like living. So everybody protected everybody else. And Ali had an old fire pit, which will bake bread in it in that time. They used to run that pit for like hours and hours burning all these books. And I remember that too, because it happened so many times. Every time thing changes, my grandmother up in the alley getting all these books and she starts screaming at us, it's all because of these books you are, guys, and things like that. So books was a big, big issue in Iraq. So I'm trying to give you the impression that what those governments were, you know, if a book was a dangerous thing against him, so how dangerous was a man talking against him or the man demonstrating, a thing like that. And the Ba'ath and Saddam and all the regimes before them, they did not trust the people. They did not trust the people to read, to listen, to open their mind, because obviously when you open your mind, it's going to be against what you're experiencing in that country.